If you watched the Winter Olympics this year or just followed Olympic news, the name Adam Rippon should be a familiar one. The 28-year-old skater took a bronze medal in his Olympic debut, but definitely earned a gold for the speed at which he became an LGBT role model. He says being a role model has always been important to him.
I always felt like it was important for me to share my story because I wanted to be a role model for that young kid who I was when I didn't, you know if being me would be okay or accepted. It still feels odd to be considered like a role model and to get all of these messages from so many people from around the country, so many different ages. Thanking me for being a voice for the LGBTQ community.
Whether you're a professional athlete or a participant in the Olympics, being an out gay man can be challenging. But Adam overcame those challenges and offers some great advice for other gay athletes.
You know, when I was young, I was teased for being a skater all the time. And I think that, you know, being gay and in sports, sometimes there's the stereotype that you're not a fighter and you're weak, but I'm neither. And I think that I have had to prove to myself many times how strong I am, because I think that, you know, on some level, we all doubt how strong we really are. But when we put those doubts behind us, it's really when we push ourselves to, you know, our highest limits. We don't, you know, worry about what the stereotypes are. We don't worry about what other people think. It doesn't matter. So many people are so worried about what other people think of them that they're not even worried about you. So, you know what? Put it behind you and go out and give 100%, because then no matter what happens, you'll always come away and be satisfied.
I asked Adam if competing in the Olympics was always his dream.
Oh, hell yeah. I remember when I was young, the only thing I wanted to do was go to the Olympics. And, you know, it was, you know, something that I actually had to come to terms with that might not happen. I qualified for my first games at 28. I'm the oldest first-time qualifier in figure skating since the 1930s. So it's, you know, really, you know, the stats didn't look good for me. But, you know, it was one of those things where I felt like I could do it. And I felt like I was ready to have that Olympic moment. And I had the best last few seasons of my career. And it all culminated into a really great Olympics for me.
Early on in the games, Adam made news when he turned down a meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. Adam found great support in this decision from his fellow athletes.
I was, you know, incredibly lucky. The skaters that I've grown up with are incredible friends of mine. We've known each other for, you know, more than 10 years at this point. You know what? They were supportive of my decision. They're my friends. I thought it was an important decision. It's something I stand by. I think that Mike Pence's, you know, LGBTQ track record is terrible. And I'm obviously not a huge fan.
You can hear my entire interview with Adam Rippon this Sunday at 8 p.m. on Outbeat News in Depth. For the North Bay Report, I'm Greg Moralia.